Dr. Simon Roydick, Nick Ligno from Miss Betty Bolin, Lesville, B-O-L-I-N, Lesville, B-E-T-T-Y. Today's date is 1/22/2013. Patient is a 69-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with number one, low back pain, number two, pain down both legs, number three, right ICA stenosis, number four, mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, number five, thyroid nodules, number six, osteoarthritis of the L-spine, number seven, status plus epidural injections of the back per Dr. Fort, F-O-R-T, number eight, osteoporosis, number nine, tobacco use, number 10, COPD, number 11, anxiety disorder / depression, number 10, mitral regurgitation, LDH, number 12, carotid disease, number 13, peptic ulcer disease, number 14, hyperlipidemia, number 15, gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 17, vitamin D deficiency. Patient presents with the aforementioned problems. Patient has low back pain. She's been getting epidural injections from the pain clinic, and she's been on some Lortab without any relief. She's been getting epidural injections off and on since last February. Patient was previously seen by Dr. Greer, who wanted to try epidural injections on her. If that didn't help her, then he would want to possibly consider her for surgery. Patient was somewhat uncertain as to whether she should use a neurosurgeon versus a orthopedic doctor. I would recommend a neurosurgeon, would recommend Dr. Greer, since she's already seen the patient. She used to get a epidural shot next Thursday. If she has no relief, I would recommend she get back to Dr. Greer for further assessment period. Patient has a history of right ICA stenosis. We'll do a carotid Doppler study to rule out any worsening of the ICA stenosis. Also, we'll like to do an echo of her heart to rule out any worsening LVH and check the stability of her mitral and tricuspid valves, since she has had valvular disorder there, period. Patient has any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanomatidesia, diet, constipation, a sore throat, ear, nose, and runny nose, no focal motor sensory deficit, skin rashes, skin lesions, abdominal pain, no abdominal discomfort, no diarrhea, constipation, no polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia. In light of her back pain, I would continue analgesics, and in the meantime, continue her Prolia and vitamin D and calcium for her osteoporosis, continue Omeprazole for her reflux, nausea, and indigestion, sour stomach, belching, burping, gas. Continue Lipitor and Elvazor for hyperlipidemia. She seems to be tolerating the Lipitor okay without any muscle aches and pains or arthralgias. Continue Allegra for allergies. Seems to be stable, period. Blood pressure is stable. We'll continue her current regimen of hydrochlorothiazide and propranolol. This is Dr. Simon Roydick, and I've got a clinic note from Miss Betty Bolin. We'll continue with Zoloft for anxiety disorder / depression and agitation.